On the line, we have Amy Brown, who is a local musician, rapper, starting their musical career at the age of 7. Amy Brown would write and perform their own original concert. They found joy both in being in front of an audience and being a storyteller. Being involved in the music scene since 2016 and being a master of words, Amy Brown has competed and dominated at the local rap battle league. They have also worked with esteemed artists like Sir Liebenberg and Chitz Winger. Brown is here today to talk about us more about the music career. Please welcome Amy Brown. Amy Brown, how are you doing? And I also want to say thank you for coming to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning to you too, and good morning to all the listeners. I'm breathing well. Thank you so much for the invitation to come and share with you guys today.
Could you please tell us more about how your love of music started?
I consider myself to be super privileged to have been raised in a family as eclectic as mine. There was almost always music playing, and I was exposed to a huge amount of different types of music. First, as a listener, dancing is a very big thing for my family, so music goes in line with that. My parents have a music cassette and LP collection, which was very much part of me growing up. My love for music first started through listening and then realizing the type of stories that were being told, and then realizing that I wanted to do that myself.
For those who are listening that don't know about rap battle, can you please tell us, like, what is a rap battle and how was the experience for you to be part of it?
Hip-hop music and hip-hop culture is made up of many forms of artistic expression. Some of them are more visual, like graffiti art, and then others are more sonic, like DJing, for example. And then inside this tribe of hip-hop, there's this archetype called the MC, or the master of ceremonies, who would create pictures and form with lyrics. So what a battle rap is essentially is one MC challenging another MC to a battle of words and wit, and whoever can entertain best will be crowned the winner, and bragging rights and all of those kind of things ensue. My experience as a battle rapper was very humbling, because the exchanges during this battle are not always complimentary. Actually, mostly to the detriment of your opponent. And so putting yourself deliberately in that situation is very humbling. It was a big test of me and what I could do, and all kinds of artistic and social pressure was on me.
What challenges you faced as being an artist?
The toughest decision that I faced as a musician, I would say, was getting started in the first place. I was at university studying something that was making me anxious and unhappy when I decided that I want to use my words and my art as something that was more than just a hobby or joy, but something that would also sustain me into the future. So that decision to start and to be okay with disappointing people or disappointing people's expectations and just pivoting and completely changing myself for myself, that was one of the biggest things that I faced as a musician. As a rapper, often rap, which is rhythm and poetry, doesn't always get acknowledged as art because of a lot of the negative things that come along with hip-hop. I have found that getting into those mindsets and starting to give people something else to compare it with has been a challenge, but also brought me great joy and pride.
In your bio, you mentioned that your love for being a storyteller. Could you tell us more about it?
As a lady listening to music, starting to read books and understand words and see how these writers were telling these amazing, elaborate stories with the words and this music was something that impressed me so much. My father introduced me to Rick Wakeman and Christa Berg and some of the greatest storytellers, I think, to ever have lived have been musicians, which made hip-hop and rap something that was such a natural acclimatization, because they did exactly that, you know. So that's what I mean when I say I realized one day, actually while listening to a Jay-Z track, that it was more than just what words, it was how they were saying the words, it was the choices that they were making and the pictures that they were able to paint from so far away, you know, without being seen. That to me was exciting, and it's still exciting.
So, I mean, as we're going through the pandemic and everything has changed, especially in the music industry, what do you miss the most about performing in front of the audience?
This pandemic has made me realize that there's nothing that can replace human to human interaction and exchange. Like, creators are still creating, and the digital realm is giving us a chance to still show people what we're doing and show them our art. But for me, what I miss the most about the performances and live performances, I would have to say it's the moments before the show and the moments after the show. I mean, being on stage is a huge part of it, and being able to see people react to your sharing of yourself is amazing. But those moments before, when you're able to interact with people who have come to appreciate you, or people you appreciate, and the moments after, where you can get that real feedback from a living body, and you can see the impact that you've had, or the impact that they've had on you, is so visible and it's so visceral. And I really miss that. There's no amount of digital interaction that can replace that.
Today we are celebrating Women's Month on the show. Which female artist influenced your journey?
The most notable influences for me have definitely been the times when I could hear and relate. Like, someone who sounded like me or looked like me was saying something that I could understand in a vernacular language that I also consider to be home. I think in the fundamentals, Cordessa, who were a hip-hop trio, some of the originators of feminine hip-hop bodies in the city, definitely influenced me. Shamima, particularly. Also now, in my recent times of moving and finding inspiration and mentors through bodies that I've met with, I have to note them. Eavesdrop, Kanye Mavi, as feminine influences on me. They both grew up in the same city as me, and have been exposed to being part of underserved communities, and the grace at which they have maintained their truths and their uniqueness is very inspiring.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would just want to say thank you so much for the chance to connect today and the chance to share a little bit about my journey. Thanks to the RX team. As a growing artist, any opportunity to represent myself is super important, so thank you very much.
Amy, thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for coming through the space. I really appreciate your time and your effort for making this happen. And I wish the best for your future. And I hope you come back. And maybe this time around, you'll come back to a live show where we can have a face-to-face communication, you know, a conversation. But thank you so much.